Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. We want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide. And that means you.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, what a great show today. What an awesome guest today. I know you'll say that we acknowledge that we have fabulous guests every day, and we do, but this one is especially fabulous. She is a superstar as a health guru, a superstar as a poet, a superstar as an author, and a super duper star as one of my very best friends. I welcome to the show Beverly Nadler.
Joyce, every single week when you introduce me, it is a totally different and wonderful introduction. And I so appreciate everything you say. And I want to say right back at you. well, I can't say you're a super duper author, but you have some excellent poets and you're a wonderful friend. And the show, this show, it, to me, it's one of the best shows that exists worldwide because of what your purpose is in assisting others in having a better life. So thank you for having me on this show every week.
And it is truly my great pleasure to have you on the show every week. Today's show is about, it's called Magnetize Yourself for More. More of what? More of what you truly desire. It's not always the person who has the best skills and who works the hardest that wins the prize or gets what he or she wants. It is a magnetic quality that you can learn to develop. Join us for a fascinating show as our health guru, Beverly Nadler, explains how you can do this. I'm all ready with my journal, with pen in hand. Sounds like a super duper show.
Thank you. Well, you know, the thousands of books have been written, and there are so many videos and seminars, and in the days when people listen to tapes, lots of tape programs, and all about telling you how to get what you want, how to be successful, whether it's in health or career or business or money or family, whether it's about having a partner, attracting someone that you really care for in a love relationship. All of these things have been written about, spoken about, taught about forever, for ages, and yet so many people are not getting what they want. And, you know, there's a lot of different, what I call formulas or different concepts. Some of the teachings give you very specific step-by-step instructions, things that you must say or do or think. Some of them, especially the religious and spiritually based, tell you to pray. Or others tell you to just say what you want once. You tell it to God and then let it go. And if you let it go, it will come back to you. And some suggest that you must be a good, thankful, loving person, which is certainly a great concept, by the way. I approve of that, whether you get what you want or not. Being a good, loving, thankful person works for you. But we all know that there's a lot of good people, and they work very, some of them work very hard, and they don't get what they want. And there's a lot of cruel, mean people who do. Some of the worst criminals, like drug lords, for instance, get what they want because what they want is money and power. And they do get that. And they're not what we would call good spiritual being. So the teachings always state that you must know what you want and have very strong intention. And yet there are people whose wealth and success came by what the world might call an accident. They never thought of it, at least not consciously, not seriously. In fact, I was reading a very interesting interview of Paul McCartney, the Beatle, who is still performing. He's 76 years old. He's still out there performing. And what he said, talk about pinch yourself. I never thought I would be a singer, songwriter. Who dreams of that? So it's not any of these things, and yet it could be any of these things. But somehow, regardless of the method or the teaching people used or didn't use, no method, no teaching, they got what they wanted. There's something in common that happened or occurred or that was within them that created or made their success. And when I use the word success, I'm talking about whatever it is a person individually wants, getting more of whatever they want, or including in cases what they didn't consciously even know they wanted, like Paul McCartney, that turned out to be very much what ultimately they did want.
Yes, and that's very important. The points you mentioned, can be a good person and not get it, very spiritual, not get it, and a bad person and create it. That's what today's show about, that where you're coming from, what you're thinking, is the magnet that has things come back to you.
So here we are. What is it? What is it? What's the magic? What is it that creates the magnet so that we're magnetized for the success or the health or the money or the relationships that become so meaningful in our lives? And the magnet is actually in your own energy field. It's your vibrations, whether you're aware of them or you're not. It's being in what I call vibrational harmony. But it begins in a certain part of you. It begins in your own brain, specifically in your brain cells and in your brain wave frequencies. And in order to develop those brain wave frequencies, there are specific things that you can do. Now, obviously, some people who are getting what they want and they have no idea about brainwave frequencies, they're not necessarily good people, not necessarily bad people, they're getting what they want because something has to happen in your own brain. You have to be vibrating in certain frequencies to become a magnet, and then your thoughts do become things. They are magnetized. Your mind actually does create matter, matter meaning materialization. And I'm going to tell you about brainwaves because that is what's so important for you to consciously put yourself into those specific brainwave frequencies. But keep in mind something. People have achieved their goals, their success, and they never even establish their goals because one of the things that these teachings tell you, which is certainly not wrong, but it's not always what happens, is people set goals and they think about these goals all the time and they do magnetize themselves. But other people, because of various things that are going on, could be in their life or literally in their brain cells, they're thinking about what they want and they're not getting what they want. But basically it is these neurological links. It is these connections. They're actually like routes, you know, in the brain, directions. And for some people who have done none of this, quotes, I'm going to say self-work, haven't read the books or anything, they come into this world, for whatever reason, with certain programming. You know, like the programming is already set in their subconscious, and the subconscious is expressing through their brain to be an artist or to be a singer or to be a dancer or to be a very, very successful business person. They actually have the programming. And if you want to understand more about programming, we do shows. We have done many shows on subconscious mind, on programming, what it is, comparing your mind to a computer and the programming in the computer. And people, some people are born that way. We know people that have innate talents and gifts and other people who have worked on it and developed them. So something does have to happen in your brain in order to attract the components, in order to be in harmony with the things that you want. Again, whether it's health, it's business, it's money. And they are wired. Some people are just wired in a specific way. But what we're going to talk about today is, regardless of how you're wired or not wired, what it is that you can do to create that wiring, to create those connections, to establish what you need within your own brain frequencies. And when that actually happens, you are literally magnetized, because what happens, you know, we talk about law of attraction. When you've got the right energy coming from your own field, from you, and it starts again in those brainwave frequencies, you automatically connect to those things in the universe that, you know, these synchronistic things where you get a phone call about just the thing you were thinking about, or you meet someone, or you a book jumps out at you telling you what you want. The pieces fall into place. But I do want to say this, they don't fall into place with the simplicity that some of the teachings tell you, because there's so many, shall we say, interfering vibrations and frequencies and things going on the outside, that is outside of our own brain, that is affecting the way we use our own mind. But you can put yourself into vibrational harmony with the things that you want, and this is what this show is about.
I want to give an example of vibrational harmony with a person, and that person, Janice Miller, who is always in vibrational harmony with you, and for you, gets up so much earlier she never missed your show. Hi, Janice. Welcome to the Early Bird Special.
Yes, yes, and I'm outside with my little doggy who woke me up. She said, "Mommy, it's time to get up." And I figured, well, it's time to get up and listen to the Joyce Berry and Friends show featuring none other but Beverly Nadler. And I'm out here with the birds, and I got a beautiful hummingbird. And, yeah, it's a gorgeous day, and it's a great day to listen to your information.
Well,
so you'd rather be out there with the, you'd rather be out there with the birds than inside with the birds and bees?
Yes. It's a beautiful day out here. Yeah.
Well,
it's gorgeous.
It's not a beautiful day out here on the outside. It's just got to be a beautiful day within our hearts and souls. We're expecting a snowstorm, so right now it's kind of dark on the outside. But, you know, you live on the sunny side of California, and I hope you're not near those spires.
Yes,
the
fires are devastating. The last big fire was knocking on our door. It was within 3 miles, but I used some of your wisdom and held the fire away with a prayer group and, you know, mentally seeing that there was a barrier and it wouldn't penetrate. And, you know, it happened to, you know, blow the other way. And right now, thank God, the winds died down here, hopefully for all of California, so that the firefighters can get this fire out, which has just been a devastating event. But, you know, in life, there's always a cleaning and a purging, and that's kind of where the growth was so heavy, it just had to, you know, consume itself, unfortunately.
Well, that's very,
well, we're
going to
send you some positive energy and some magnets to protect you, Janice, and all those around you. We feel so bad. We watch the news here, and it is devastating for us just watching what's going on there. So God bless you and yours and all the wonderful people out in California.
Thank you. Thank you.
Janice, you brought up a very good point and about what you did, which sounds like magic, that you created this mental wall to not let the fires come that, you know, into your particular area. You didn't have to evacuate. And it reminds me of years ago, it was actually an experiment, meditation group. It happened to be transcendental meditation, but there's many different types of meditation. And this was done in Washington, D.C. area. And it was on reducing crime. And they reduced the crime by such a huge amount while these people who were actually, well, I'm going to use the term professional meditators, but when I say professional, I don't mean like that their business, although for some, you know, they were teaching people to meditate, but people who regularly, this was part of their life, this is part of the way that they live their life, and they chose to, a large group, to meditate specifically on reducing crime in that area. It was extremely successful, And unfortunately, because there's not enough people, I guess, that really get the importance of the use of the mind, and especially they were all in harmony with each other. This was synchronized. Once that experiment was over, the crime went back to where it was.
Sad.
And you could say, well, why didn't, you know, people realize this? Why wasn't this promoted as one of the most extraordinary and important experiments ever done? I guess, and I can't even say why. To me, I look at this and I say, how is it that people don't really get this? But the fact is, we don't, and that's why there's so many books written and so many programs, and we do this program in the hopes to reach more people who will have an understanding of the importance of their own focus of attention, and especially if we can get groups of people to focus on something that is important for changing not only ourselves but the planet, you know, globally changing things. So thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure, and thank you.
And thank you for being such a loyal listener and a good friend, and God bless you and all your fellow Californians.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's look at some of the things. Now, what I said at the very beginning is none of these things that are being taught on their own is the secret, although they may come upon, quotes, the secret. If you recall, there was, in fact, a book and a video published some years ago where it was called The Secret, and it was talking about the power of the mind. And what happened is a number of people who were trying to apply The Secret were extremely upset because it wasn't happening for them. As much as they consciously thought about what they wanted and tried to bring their energy into that place, they weren't getting what they wanted, and there was a lot of backlash because the thing that had to happen internally was not happening. And in fact, until recently, I don't know that anybody could have taught the actual things that were happening inside the brain that made the difference, because they didn't have the machinery, the actual equipment. Now there is equipment where people are able to be tested under all circumstances, just about, well, not all. They don't test anybody committing crimes or murder or anything like that, but they'll test people who are thinking certain things, who are doing certain things, people who are awake, people who are asleep. They'll test various parts of the brain, and they'll actually see the activity that is going on in the brain through this imaging, the brain imaging, and that's how they were able to come up with an understanding of the what goes on when our brains are vibrating at a specific frequency. And so it's because of this new material. Now, when I say new, I'm talking about being published for the public. I mean, brain imaging has been going on probably for several decades, but it hasn't been anything that the public has been able to access. It's being done among neuroscientists, you know. But now the work is being published.
And I just want to say that the more you practice focusing and being aware of the good vibrations, the more and more it emanates in your life. I was just thinking, just in the last week alone, how many things I thought about, and instantly it showed up. So the more you believe in yourself having that ability, the more you will have that ability. So, folks, keep your brain trained on the positive, because that's what you'll attract more of. And when you get these negative thoughts and feelings, my way of circumventing that is to say in my mind, cancel, and immediately take that negative vibe and replace it with a positive one.
That's an extremely valuable piece of information. And in fact, what we call new thought religions, unity, religious science. These are new thought religions. Use that and stay specifically to cancel, to deny. But I do know also of people that will use not the negative in thinking of negative things and saying, I don't want that to happen. And I have often read and heard that mind does not understand a don't. But when I spoke to the people who were using that, who were extremely successful, by the way, it worked for them to say, I will not accept any more negativity in my life. I refuse to continue to be sick or whatever. What happened, even though they used that word, which some teachers said doesn't work, for them it did work because they put them in the proper place within their own mind, which is the important thing. You know, I said
it's
before
interesting,
that, you know,
Beverly, you say that because my research and my understanding is what you said, that you don't say, I will not put on more weight. I will not have this happen. So I agree with your thinking, but the point to be made here is that what works for one may not work for another. You have to tap into your spirit and soul and connect with that which works for you.
You are so correct, which is why at the beginning I said the many different teachings that exist, many of which contradict each other, and all of them work for someone and for some ones, and some may work better for some people, you know, for certain, more for more people than others. But the fact is, different things do work, and it has to do not only with the words that we're speaking, because words have power, but the feeling that's going on inside, and again, where are our brain cells? At what frequency are they vibrating? And I'm saving the best for last because I actually have to go into, you know, the details of that. But you're absolutely right. And again, what works for some people doesn't work, which is why people get so frustrated, you know, because they're given specific, you do this and this will happen. Well, it didn't happen for me, but something else did. You know, I said at the beginning, you don't have to be spiritual, because very unspiritual people, and I'm talking about criminals and, you know, drug lords and, you know, other people who are definitely not what we call spiritual, meaning connected to the good side of life, connected to wanting to make things better, to wanting to evolve in consciousness, that they can get what they want. But I want to say for anyone listening to this show that it don't think in terms of that, well, I was doing all this spiritual stuff and it didn't work, so I'm not going to do that anymore. Absolutely not. Do not give that up. Because the truth is, we are, everyone, including these, I'm going to say, wretched behaving people with their negative personalities, we are actually spiritual beings. And I'd like to share with you what a Nobel Prize winner, his name is Sir John, I don't know how you pronounce it, E-C-C-L-E-S. His work is on the brain's neural synapses. And he said, we have to recognize that we are spiritual beings with souls existing in a spiritual world, as well as material beings with bodies and brains existing in a natural world. And when we live as though we are spiritual beings with material bodies, and we orient our consciousness in that way each day, the matter or the manifestation that we create with our minds is very different.
And to really grasp this principle, folks, practice it. See what happens. See if you turn your life around when you just focus on that positive and what you want. See how much of that comes your way and see if it does manifest a lot more because you believe that it will.
And that's so true. And that, by the way, is coming from a Nobel Prize scientist, not a metaphysician, not a mystic, a Nobel Prize scientist. And so when we become aware, when we become awake to the truth that we, this individual, each one of us, specifically ourselves, our spiritual nature, that we are a part of the one power that we call God, when we actually recognize this, this very, very important thing, which most people do not recognize, and that's what is causing so many problems in our, let's say, the outside world globally, because people are not aware of that. But when we individually have this understanding, even if we're not experiencing ourselves as consciousness, as a part of the God, as part of that power, when we have the awareness, we have a very dramatic effect on what we personally are magnetized for, what we're in harmony with, what we attract, what we create, what we manifest. And as pointed out by Janice, who is, I will say, very aware of the fact that she is a spiritual being. I know, because I know some of her background, very aware of that, or of the meditators of what they did in Washington, D.C. years ago. When we become aware of that, we actually change what's going on in the outside world.
And I know that you would very much like to magnetize our audience into listening to this show every day because it's good for their health, and here's more reasons why they should.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Please go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, the homepage of this radio show. You will see my picture on the upper left, and simply by clicking right under that where it says follow, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them because they are all archived. If you go to the upper right of the home page, there's a search bar. You can put in any person, like you type in Beverly Nadler, all her shows will come up. All you need to do is click on them. You can put in the topic, like kindness, all our kindness shows will come up. So just know that all the archives are there for you 24/7. You can download them. You can share them. And I highly recommend you do that. Like Voltaire says, I choose to be happy. It's good for my health. So I choose to be happy and healthy and have that magnetized out there in the world, which is why I do this show and offer it to the whole world. It's yours for the taking. And while we're on things to check into, I just want to recommend you look into Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, for her great website, which gives you so much on research tools for your good health. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce. Yeah, my website is very simple to find. It's beverlynadler.com, and it explains some of the things I'm talking about. It also talks about some of the laws, the universal laws, and there's a tremendous amount of research on health and the various things that can assist you in making a better life. Plus, you can find out more about my books, especially the book called Vibrational Harmony, which is basically about some of the things we're talking about today, but specific ways of actually bringing yourself into vibrational harmony with what you want. So, yes, thank you for recommending my website, and it would be my pleasure to have people go there, and if you have any questions, to contact me. So let's talk about brainwaves now, because apparently that is what is making things happen, being in the right state. And there are basically four different levels of frequencies that we are aware of and that have been written about for years, even though no explanation as to exactly how they affected us in the way that we're talking about today was given. And there's one that only recently has been researched. The ones that we're most familiar with, the one that we live most of our life in, is called beta. And that is when we're engaged in our regular routines that we're doing, when we're thinking. But there is a definite difference between what's known as low beta and high beta. The beta frequencies are from 13 hertz to 40. When we are in the low beta, we can accomplish a great deal more. Once we get into what's known as high beta, let's say 25 and above, that's when we can get very little of what we really want, no matter how much we want it. In other words, if we're thinking about the things we want with stress and anxiety and frustration, and we're angry and upset and irritated, we are in that higher beta frequency, 25 to 40. When we're in that beta frequency, we are literally suppressing physical healing in the body, and we are preventing the ability of our own minds to project out into the universe what it is that we want. And so, to the best of our ability, we need to avoid being in that state. Now, you might be thinking, well, there's some people who are always angry, they're always, you know, in this particular stressful, or they're mean people or whatever, they must be in that high beta state. Again, I will refer you to what I said before, programming. If the brain is already wired with certain programming, they will get what they want because of that. But we're not talking about that now. We're talking about being able to create what you want, and you are not anyone listening to this show would not be attracted to it if you were one of those kinds of people who was just programmed for negativity. You would not be listening to it. However, we all, or I should say all, most of us, have programming of insecurities and lack of confidence or poor self-image, and these things absolutely interfere with our ability to project the vibrations that we want. And the vibrations that we want to project as much as possible are from 8 to what's known as 13H. The beta begins at 13, and alpha, which is what I'm talking about now, ends at 13. So somewhere between 8 and 12 would be a perfect way to live your life. And that's considered alpha. When people who are very good in their sports and they say, I'm in the zone, they are doing what they're doing masterfully, but they are in an alpha state. They are not in the beta state. That is the athletes when they say, I'm in the zone. And they actually have less awareness of what they're doing. In other words, they're not even thinking of what they're doing. Their mind, their brain cells have literally taken over and allow them to do it, whatever it is that they're doing, and become either a winner, meaning they did win the prize, or come in at a very high level of whatever it is that they're doing. And I've often heard people who were there asked, what were you thinking at the time? Success, you know, these people are very successful in the arts or in sports. And they say, I wasn't thinking at all. I can't remember a thing of what I did at all. I was just doing it. And that's in the zone, and that is in an alpha state.
And I like to be in the zone, and my zone is to be happy. I like Voltaire says, I choose to be happy because it is good for my health. And on that note, I wrote this poem set to music by my friend Ted Siuber that I wish to share with all of you. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And that is my mantra. And I do the things that make me happy. I watch the shows that make me happy. I listen to the music that makes me happy. It is so important. It is so magical. It is so good for your health. Back to you, Beverly.
I'd like to say that what Denise was talking about before and what I was talking about in the meditation for reduced criminality, you want to get into an alpha state. This is why meditation has been proven to be so important. Now, the problem with meditation is many people have the belief they can't do it. So instead of being in a relaxed state, what they are is tense, saying, oh, I'm not meditating, or I'm getting thoughts coming into my mind. Your mind has a job, and its job is to think. That's what the mind does. It thinks. So if it's been doing that your whole life, when you get into this quiet state, it will probably continue to do that. Your job, you being the human who is really a spiritual being, has the ability to not follow those thoughts. The key, one of the best keys that I have ever seen or used or recommended is the breathing, to just breathe gently. And the counting is up to you, but many of the people will recommend a counting of, let's say, 4 breaths in through the nose if possible. Some people can't breathe through their nose because they have, you know, a sinus condition or some whatever kind of condition. But if you can breathe through your nose, it's better, also healthier, because there's actually little hairs in your nose that stop negative particles from coming in, you know. So you breathe for, just hold for 2, and then breathe out for 6. And it doesn't have to be that count, but that's a good count. It's also one that most people can do. And when you're focused on your breathing, when you're actually focused on your breathing, you are changing what's happening in your brain cells. This was one of the most important things that I learned, is because I believe that the only way I could ever change anything is I must have total programming that changes, and that takes a time to reprogram yourself. And by the way, you can find out a lot more about that on this show, going into the archives on Joyce Barry and Friends and putting in subconscious programming, putting in mind and brain into the menu to find these shows with my name, because I explain that. But you don't have to wait for that to happen. You can put yourself into this state. You can gently breathe and have a strong intention that you will be relaxed. The idea is to relax and to just breathe gently and allow yourself to go into this state. And if a thought comes by, just let it flit by. You don't have to pay any attention. You will automatically put yourself into this wonderful alpha state. And you excuse me just 1 minute while I get a sip of water, Joyce. And you,
yeah, why don't
I know,
you do that when I
food.
Ask the folks to if they're going to practice that now, and if not now, when?
Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Again, thanks so much to Ted Ziuba, who takes my poetry and puts it to music. He's an awesome author, friend, and he's absolutely brilliant at what he does. He's the world's foremost authority on Napoleon Hill. Okay, Beverly, so what is it you want to say to people to really get them off their butt, this BUT and BUTT, to actually apply which you're teaching?
Well, actually, they want to be on their butts. They want to be sitting, that's preferable, with their back straight, because the energy goes through the spine, and just allow themselves to relax. You see, the culture that we live in is a do culture, and that's not what it's about. It's what it's about. To get what you want is to actually take time to allow yourself to not do, to allow yourself to turn off all of the things that are going on in a month. We've got so many issues in this world that people are involved in, and this is cutting them off from their own spirituality, cutting them off from their own ability to create what they want to create. You know, the winning, this is a quote by Anonymous, because I don't have the name, is accomplished in the preparation phase, not the execution phase. So what does that mean? It means that it is in the quiet, when we're preparing, when we're relaxing our body and our mind, when we are in this vibratory state of alpha. I do need to mention what the other states are. They're important states that we know. When I say states, I mean brainwave frequencies. Below alpha, from 4 to 8, is theta. Generally, theta, when you have a healer, like a psychic healer or an energy healer or somebody who's totally concentrated, there's long-distance healing also, all of these things exist because we live in an energy world. They are in a theta state, which is a very, very low brain frequency, and I'm not going to suggest that you do the work to get in there. I mean, there are probably books that will tell you how. What I'm talking about mostly is getting into alpha, but I want you to know that that theta state exists, and then there's delta, which is the stage that we're in deep sleep. And this is why sleep is so important, because in the delta state, it is actually where the brain is doing healing. The brain, of course, is the nervous system and is a part of the brain. It extends, and the nervous system is actually taking care of our body. So when we're in a deep sleep state, we are actually helping our body to heal, which is, and the body is regenerating. So that's an important state to be in. But the alpha state is what you're looking for in order to make the changes. And the more that you go into that state, even before you're actually sitting quietly, to do some breathing, do the breathing, go in with an intention. I want to bring myself into this state that will magnetize myself. So we can use affirmations, all of these things that people have been given as ways of making changes, they're good. But if you're not in an alpha state, if you're saying, yes, I'm going to make this happen, and you're getting into a high delta, it's not happening. It is being in this quiet. It is recognizing I'm a spirit. If you're a spiritual being, and that means that you actually have powers that you may not and are not aware of, because as you get more and more aligned with your true self, your spiritual self, the one that this Nobel Prize winner was talking about, and he won a Nobel Prize for his work on the brain, then you are actually magnetizing yourself. You're sending out the vibrations through your energy field that is going to make a difference in your own life. But just as important, if not more important, is the energy that you project along with all of the other people that are projecting that kind of energy. You synchronize yourselves to attract more of the things you're looking for, whatever it is, because you become a magnet to attract those people, those circumstances, those conditions that will bring you the things that you want. But you also are affecting our entire energy field, that you are affecting globally. And perhaps you've heard the expression that when a butterfly flaps its wings, in Hong Kong, we'll say, there's a tornado in Kansas. Similar, that is explaining the fact that everything affects everything, because everything is a energy world that we live in. And so your visualizations count, your appreciation, because that brings you into a higher frequency. It gives you more peace, as Joyce said, more happiness, your feeling of love, focusing on the people and the things that you love. All of these things change what's going on. You have 86 million nerve cells in your brain. So you are wanting to bring as many of them into harmony and synchronization for the things that you want. And you're doing it gently. You're doing it with relaxation. You're doing it with the breathing. And it doesn't have to be that count. What you want is a rhythmic count, because that will slow down the beta frequencies in your brain and bring you into the alpha state. So this is the message that I want to leave you with, is that you, whoever you are out there, you have the ability to magnetize yourself for more. Be consciously aware, yes, of what you want. Focus on that. But go into this meditative state and tell yourself before you do what it is that you would like to bring in. Gently, not in a of upset or disturbed or even too excited a state, because the excitement will bring your frequencies up. You want them into this alpha state. And do that as often as possible. Practice it. You'll find that you have the ability, and it will change your life.
And, folks, when are you going to get into that alpha state? When are you going to put these things into practice? As a coach, a success coach for decades, what I hear most often, unfortunately, is people that say, I get it. I really will get to it, and I'll get to it someday. So if you're one of those people who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you.
Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
So, Beverly, if not now, when, as we're wrapping up here, what is your final message? And I'm sure you'll have a wonderful poem to put it all together.
My final message is recognize that you are a spiritual being and you have the ability and the right to change your life by magnetizing yourself. Be aware of the brain cell frequencies. Get yourself into that state. It will change your life. And my poem explains it also. You're a spiritual being living in physicality, experiencing life in a world of polarity. To free yourself from struggle and pain, you've got to train your mind and brain. Your brain is the organ through which your mind operates, and without training, they won't cooperate. With your decisions to break old habits and create new, because your mind and brain do what they're conditioned to do. Your subconscious mind, with programs that run on automatic, often makes your life difficult and overly dramatic. That which you want to do, you often don't. And that which you want to stop doing, you often won't. The fact is, you need desire and discipline if you want to change, for it takes persistence for your brain to rearrange the neural pathways that determine your automatic reactions. They are the hidden cause of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Your brain likes you to do what you've always done, and it doesn't care whether you're miserable or having fun. To alter neural pathways, the brain needs new stimulation, and your mind needs new knowledge to gain through education. To keep your mind on its new course requires motivation, and to weaken old patterns, it's so beneficial to do meditation. Of course, there are people, though very few, who seem to change without seemingly have to do anything at all, except have strong intention and aspiration, and they're able to change their mind and their life's destination. But for the rest of us, I strongly urge that you heed what I say, learn what it takes to train your mind and your brain, and begin today.
Wow, Beverly, another extraordinary poem, another extraordinary show with our very extraordinary guest. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Do what it takes to make you happy. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backward. We want you to be happy every day. Let me wrap up here with my personal prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, lighten up. Be on the way to doing your part, whatever that part might be, to make someone happy and to make a difference in the world, a positive difference. And on that note, we want you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And here you have exactly that kind of music to engage in the Joyce Barry Mesh. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.